three Homer City Council members who were the subjects of a highly contentious recall effort will retain their seats. The political battle led to a court case with the American Civil Liberties Union, and two political groups have formed around the issue. Council members David Lewis, Katriona Reynolds, and Donna Adderhold all enjoyed double-digit wins as the official results came in on Friday. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has more.
As the canvas board tallied hundreds of absentee ballots Friday afternoon, several Heartbeat of Homer supporters in the audience eagerly awaited the results. The pro-recall political action committee's spokeswoman, Sarah Vance, sat quietly as the stacks of ballots were counted. The three council members narrowly eked out a win Tuesday in the regular vote and needed a strong showing from absentee voters. City Clerk Melissa Jacobson read the results for the record and those in attendance.
Question number one, shall Donna Adderhold be recalled from the office of Homer City Council? Yes, 825. No, 1,099.
Adderhold and Lewis were both favored by 57% of voters, and Reynolds came away with 56% of the vote. Vance and her supporters were noticeably disappointed as they walked out of City Hall.
Because we feel that they definitely were dishonest in their dealings over the issues, but the people have spoken, and we will proceed from here.
The three council members found themselves subjects of the recall effort this spring. Petitioners took issue with two resolutions they crafted and sponsored, namely an inclusivity resolution. Petitioners argue it was the council members' intent to make Homer a sanctuary city, damaging the tourism industry. They also claim their actions were misconduct in office. The council members all had one word for the results: vindicated. On Friday evening, Homer Citizens Against the Recall gathered in the very place the inclusivity resolution began, Homer resident Hal Spence's living room. Councilmember Reynolds gave an impromptu speech to supporters.
There hasn't been much that I could do about any of this for a long time, but knowing that you are all working to show that the recall was not valid, and I think we did that today with the results. We did it on Tuesday with the results.
Lewis and Reynolds both say they're happy the special election is over. However, Lewis notes the division created by the election will not dissipate overnight.
You know, I went back and read some of the articles, and we'd been called Marxists and all sorts of stuff, and that doesn't go away.
Adderhold, an avid writer and runner, adds she's excited to have time in her personal life. Homer Citizens Against the Recall chairman Ron Keffer explained the one-issue political action committee will be dissolved, but Keffer notes its progressively-minded supporters will remain a group.
Because we don't want to get ourselves into a position in which we have not been active enough and things happen and then we have to play catch up. We want to be an active part constantly at this point.
The Homer City Council held a special meeting Monday to certify the results. However, all is not said and done. Heartbeat of Homer is seeking reimbursement for its legal fees from the council members. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.